There are many qualities that people aspire to in life. If I asked you to jot down the personal qualities that you most admire in others and that you yourself would like to be known for, I suspect the list would go something like this: strength, integrity, wisdom, diligence, loyalty, kindness, confidence, self-assurance, and I'm sure there'd be one or two others. Am I right? But how many people would think to include meekness or humility in their list of top 10 personal qualities? Let's face it, the idea of meekness and humility, well, it's not something you hear people talk all that much about. And yet, in his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, "Great blessings belong to those who are humble. They will be given the land that God promised." Or perhaps a translation that you're more familiar with, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Frankly, most people think of meekness as a form of weakness. Someone who's meek is like a doormat, the one everybody walks over and wipes their feet on. They're the butt of everyone's jokes. But I don't think that that's what Jesus was talking about here. The best definition I've ever heard of meekness is this: it's strength under control. It's someone who doesn't flaunt who they are or what they have or their power or their influence. They don't need to hog the limelight. Instead, it's about living life out, interacting with other people from a position of gentle humility. It's about being the quiet achiever. It's about being the person who just gets on and does things and helps other people without any desire for recognition or reward, without the need to talk themselves up or to be noticed. Do you know any people like that? I'm sure you do. And if I were a betting man, which I'm not, but if I were, I'd put money on the table to bet you that you absolutely adore those people in your life. You respect them. And if they ever needed something, you'd walk over broken glass for them. In fact, there'd probably be a queue of people lined up to help them. The meek really do inherit the earth, because in their love for others, they plant seeds of gratitude and respect in many a heart. That's God's word, fresh for you today.